U.S. Senator John Corrin of Texas voiced his thoughts on the budget delay on the House floor Wednesday, pointing out that several appropriations bills still have not gone to votes.
Congress, which is required to fund the government by passing appropriations bills, has not passed a single appropriation bill. 10 days before the end of the fiscal year. So the obvious point is that unless Congress acts to fund the government in the next 10 days, the government will be without funds and large portions of the federal government will shut down.
He put pressure on the Senate and said shutting down the government is not a good solution.
Well, as may be obvious from my statements, Mr. President, I'm not a fan of government shutdowns. I've noticed from my experience that when that happens, the same problems that caused you to shut down the government are still there staring you in the face when the government reopens. And it creates a lot of collateral damage and a lot of collateral expense. It doesn't actually save money. It actually costs more money because of the disruption. And shutdowns harm innocent people and create needless uncertainty for our economy.
No action has been taken this week on the farm bill, which, like others, expires next week at the end of the fiscal year on September 30th. I'm Sabrina Halverson.